O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears.
Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Dispirited to hope through your sweet goodness, through your gentleness we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy heal us. In your love and tenderness remake us. In your compassion bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven may your love repair us.
Psalm 61.
Hear my crying, O God, and listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will call you with fainting heart. O set me on the rock that is higher than I. For you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever, and take refuge under the cover of your wings. For you, O God, will hear my vows. You will grant the request of those who fear your name. You will add length of days to the life of the king, that his years may endure throughout all generations. May he sit enthroned before God forever. May steadfast love and truth watch over him. So will I always sing praise to your name, and day by day fulfill my vows. Risen Christ, as you knew the discipline of suffering and the victory that brings us salvation, so grant us your presence in our weakness and a place in your unending kingdom, now and forevermore. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her."
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. In penitence and faith, let us make our prayer to the Father and ask for his mercy and grace. For your holy people, that they may triumph over evil and grow in grace, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For candidates for baptism and confirmation, that they may live by every word that proceeds from your mouth, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. for the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of mercy and truth. We pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the needy, that they may not be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. We pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the sick in body, mind, and spirit, that they may know your power to heal, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the poor in spirit, that they may inherit the kingdom of heaven and see you face to face, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend the world for which Christ suffered to the mercy and protection of God. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to seek for any reward save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today your daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us and show us compassion and mercy. Amen.